Hello and welcome to Life on the Road of Lars Born. I'm a 23-year-old entrepreneur from the UK who lives in his van, a micro camper to be exact, VW Caddy Maxi, nothing special, nothing great. But do you know what? I'm having a great time. And basically, I want to talk to you today about the power of overthinking and how negative and detrimental it really, really is to your mindset. Now, my whole entire life, I've been an overthinker, probably one of the biggest overthinkers I possibly know or can think of off the top of my head. And I want to share an experience with you that started to change my life. And the more I've let go of overthinking, the more I've stopped letting my thoughts consume me when I'm out in public, when I'm around my friends, family, loved ones, and out in public with just, you know, the general public in general. I've started to let go of these feelings of overthinking, and it's really changed my life. It's allowed me to stop caring, to detach myself from society, and just to be a happy human being who is happy within his own skin. And if you are looking to do the same, then make sure you listen, because overthinking is such a bad thing to do, and it's so easily done. We all do it at some point of our life. We literally like overcomplicate our lives so much. And that's why our society is generally so messed up, because everyone's just overthinking everything. Everyone needs to just chill out, take a chill pill and have some fun. Life is meant to be fun. It's all about the journey, not the destination. Like I say in a few of my podcasts, it's all the same place for everyone. It's 6 feet under. No one makes it out alive. So why not have fun in the meantime? And overthinking gets in the way of that. Overthinking will stop you from asking out the person that you like, applying for the job you think you're not good enough for, trying to say get your driving license, I don't know, going to that festival that you want to go to, but you're not confident enough in case whatever happens, in case this happens, in case somebody bullies you, I don't know, in case something were to happen, you put it off. You might overthink your exams, you might overthink, I don't know, just day-to-day life in general. And I'm here to tell you that all of that stuff is just fear. It's all fear in your head. None of it's real. It's just your brain trying to self-sabotage you. It's your brain trying to save you, keep you safe, stop you from doing things that are hard, because your brain is wired to take the path of least resistance. Your brain is wired to do the easy things as opposed to doing the difficult things. And the reason why we all overthink, the reason why we're all so struggling in life in areas because we put so much pressure on ourselves is because our brain wants us to take the easy option, sit on the couch, become a couch potato, consume TV, because then we're safe. We're safe in that moment. We're not taking risks. We're not risking our lives. We're not potentially putting ourselves in danger. And our brain is happy because our brain is like, yeah, mate, you're fine. Chill out. Just put your feet up. Take it easy. Don't overstress yourself. Don't go and do public speaking. Don't go and ask that person out because they might reject you. And if they reject you, you're going to feel like shit. So don't go do it. Just, yeah, put your feet up. Watch some Netflix. In fact, you know what? Scroll on Tinder, validate yourself, but don't go and ask them out. That's way too risky. Don't you dare do that. And it happens in every single area of your life. On a day-to-day basis, something around that area of overthinking is going to happen. It's going to create some thoughts going to creep into your mind. You're going to stress yourself out and you're going to put yourself down for no apparent reason. Now, like I said earlier, I've been a massive overthinker my entire life and it has consumed my life. Whenever I went to a friend's house, I would stress about whether I was taking too much food if they invited me for dinner, whether I wasn't taking enough food, whether I was scraping my plate with my knife, whether I was eating too loudly, whether I shouldn't ask for a drink or I should ask for a drink. I don't want to be too intrusive, too not intrusive. And it literally used to stress me out so much that I would actually I'd stop doing it. I'd literally stop going to friends' houses and stop going to partners' houses, all that stuff, because I was just too stressed out. I needed to be by myself in my own environment. And what I want to say to you is, the way I overcome this, the way I stopped overthinking, was by doing hard shit. Stuff that challenged me every single day. Reading books is hard shit because it's easier to pick up your phone and go on social media and have a little scroll, have a little cheeky gander through TikTok, have a little cheeky gander through Instagram, have a little look on YouTube or find Netflix or find some distraction to take you away from something that's harder to do. Reading is nourishing your brain. The same way you nourish your eating habits with good food, you need to nourish your mind. It is so important. That's just one example. Another thing, not just like around the whole nourishment of food and nourishing your mind. I used to do things like cold showers. Cold showers are really flipping hard, especially in the winter when it's like 4 degrees and you've just woken up and you've decided that a cold shower is a good idea. Believe you me, it's flipping hard getting into a cold shower. So I used to challenge myself with cold showers. I used to get up at 4:30 or 5 a.m. and go for a run in the rain when it's absolutely freezing cold. I'd go out in shorts and a t-shirt and I would basically tell my mind, you know, shut up, I'm in control, sit down, get in the back seat because I'm in control, you're not in control. Things that challenge you are things that are going to help you grow and stop overthinking. If you overthink about asking someone out, Go and ask loads of people out. Go and do the thing that scares you and stop putting it off. The more you put it off, the more it's going to scare you. It's so damn true. Like, I know right now you're sat there probably listening to this or stood up or walking, wherever you are, listening to this going, nah, this dude's actually got a point. Like, he's actually right. But now, after this, I'm probably just going to listen to it, pretend that I'm going to do something about it, and then I'm just going to go back to the way I used to live before. You can't do that. You can't go through your whole life putting off the shit that scares you, because you ain't going to get nowhere. Humans thrive on personal development. Humans thrive on progress. I can guarantee you, the happiest you've ever been in your life was when you were making good progress in some area of your life. I can guarantee it right now. You think back to a memory right now of when you were happiest, and it was sometime you had passed a driving test, you'd asked someone out, you'd gone on an adventure, you'd gone travelling, you'd started a new job, you'd made progress in some area of your life, and you were happy as Larry, and you could not wait to tell friend, family member, parent, a loved one, because you were so damn flipping excited. So, to stop overthinking, you need to take action on the things that scare you, because otherwise, you're going to be an overthinker your whole life. And take it from someone like me, I can promise you, I used to overthink the way I was on camera on YouTube, the way I was talking about my podcast, the way I'd speak to people. I would overthink whether I was going to get their name wrong, whether I was going to say the wrong thing, whether I wasn't going to fit in, whether I was going to have too much spotlight. Oh my God, the list was endless. I used to drive myself absolutely bonkers. So just let go. Stop caring so much. Do the shit that scares you. I know I've said it loads of times, but I want you to really take action. I don't want you to just come off this podcast and be like, yeah, I'll probably do that. But actually, nah, my brain's going to be in control. So I'm just going to go back to being a couch potato. I'm going to go back to being a lazy bum. I'm going to go back to just living my life the way I used to live. Even though I'm not happy, it doesn't really matter because I'm not happy. But I'm just going to continue as I am because I don't really want to stop overthinking. I'm perfectly happy with it. No, you're flipping not. If you're not happy with your life, do something about it. No one's coming to save you. I'm sorry for being like Mr. Shouty, Sergeant, flipping, whatever you want to call me right now. But there's so many of you out there that have amazing potential. Like, amazing potential. You don't even know yourself. You don't have any idea of how special you are, how unique you are, and how you think all your flaws make you a shit person. Actually, I think you'll find they make you an amazing, loving, caring, inspiring, just flipping kick-ass human being. So stop putting yourself down. Stop overthinking, and please stop putting off the stuff you need to do to get to where you want to get to. So if there's that person you want to go and ask out, if there is that job you want to apply for and you think you're not good enough, well, guess what? There's probably like a million other people that don't think they're good enough and they don't apply for it. There's actually less competition for good jobs than there is the shit ones, because everyone thinks they're just about good enough to get a job at KFC, McDonald's, I don't know, Sainsbury's, Tesco, because everyone thinks they can do that. Whereas if you want to go and be a software developer, half the people that are good enough and qualified for that job won't apply because they don't believe they're good enough. There's less competition in the higher ticket jobs, I can promise you now. So stop putting off the stuff you want to do and go and do it. The same as the person that you think is way out of your league. I can guarantee you right now, they might well be out of your league, but every other blinking person is going to think the same thing, and no one's going to make a move. No one's going to go up to that person and be genuine and ask them a question, ask them about their day, be nice to them. And all it takes is for someone like you, who's a blinking machine, an amazing, loving, caring, and positive, smiley human, to go up and say something nice, get a conversation started, and who knows what could happen. So please, I'm shouting at the top of my voice in IKEA car park right now, stop putting off the shit that scares you, stop overthinking everything, and just make daily progress. Start doing the things that scare you. Stop trying to perfect every area of your life. Take one step at a time. Don't try and take 100 at once. One step at a time is how you're going to get to your goal, to your end goal, to your success, to become happy, to become fulfilled in life. Just one step at a time. Stop trying to run a marathon. Sorry, stop trying to do a sprint and run the marathon. Okay? Right, I love you lots. I really do. I know you're going to take action, because if you don't, I'm going to put another podcast out like this, and then I'm going to get even more excited and more hyper about it. So take some goddamn action. Have a wonderful day. Thank you to everyone for tuning in. I really do appreciate you. I'm sorry it's been one of these like shouty, you are amazing episodes, but I think sometimes you've just got to flip and hear it, because there's too much negativity going on in the world. We need a bit of positivity. We need some action to be taken. And like I said earlier, I love you lots. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you come back tomorrow, and yeah, goodbye.